Happy Monday, everybody. My name is Brandon Rose, and welcome to episode 256 of the Xbox in 10 podcast, your weekly source of Xbox gaming news covered in around 10 minutes. Every Monday, this podcast covers new game releases, the previous week's gaming news, and we all learn an Xbox-related fun fact together. This show is on YouTube and podcast services around the world, so please do me a favor, subscribe in your favorite, and leave a positive review if you'd like the show. XboxIn10.com, no numbers, is your quick source for links to all of our podcast destinations and social media profiles, which you can follow at XboxIn10. To start, let's talk game releases. There were no big games out last week, but the games coming out this week include Aiden Chronicle 100 Heroes, Hammerwatch 2, Tales of Kenzara Zao, Lunar Lander Beyond, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Arcade Wrath of the Mutants, Farm Tycoon, Hidden Cats in New York, Insurmountable, Metro Simulator 2, Errati and Rinth, Another Scrab Treasure, Assault Suit Lanos 2S Tribute, Wrath Aeon of Ruin, Manor Lords, Sandland, Zombie, Aliens and Guns, and Topspin 2K25. Some new games are either now available and or coming soon to Game Pass. You can now play Orcs Must Die 3 on Cloud Console and PC, and EA Sports NHL 24 on console. April 23rd, you can play Aiden Chronicle 100 Heroes on Cloud Console and PC. April 25th, Another Crab's Treasure on Cloud Console and PC. April 26th, Manor Lords Game Preview on PC. Then on April 30th, Have a Nice Death, Cloud Console and PC. In addition to Game Pass, there are three new games coming to Game Pass Core. Remember, this replaced Xbox Live Gold as the most basic membership, and you do have access to a variety of different games, but you do not get regularly new games each month. The three games added were Deep Rock Galactic, Super Hot Mind Control Delete, and Wreckfest. Now onto last week's biggest news stories, and we have five to cover this week. Number 1, Fallout games see a massive player boost after show's release. Haley Williams at GameSpot writes, Amazon Prime Video's Fallout TV show has reignited fans' interest in the series, with player numbers for Fallout 4, Fallout 76, and even Fallout New Vegas showing a massive increase since the series premiered on April 10th. Industry analyst Matt Piscatella shared the game stats on Twitter, showing how multiple Fallout games had shot up in the Steam's daily active user rankings between April 7th and 14th, before and after the show aired. Fallout 4 moved from 63rd to 4th, Fallout 76 moved from 54th to 7th, and even Fallout New Vegas was up there from 83rd to 10th place. The raw numbers on Steam charts show Fallout 4 peaked around 83,000 concurrent players over the weekend, where previous lengthy peaks would only be around 25,000 players. Fallout 76 peaked around 39,500 players, more than double its average monthly peak, and even 2010's Fallout New Vegas saw 20,000 players across online over the weekend. The numbers seem to be following a similar trend on consoles, with through achievements weekly Xbox game charts showing Fallout 4 at 17th place, after dropping out of the tracked top 40 altogether, while Fallout 76 moved up to 19th place from 40. Bethesda's Fallout series has been relatively quiet since Fallout 76 released in 2018, though Fallout 4, the mainline entry in the series, has seen enduring popularity with fans. Fallout 4's major next-gen update, which was delayed from 2022, is finally coming out across PC and consoles on April 25th, which will likely see another boost in popularity for the 9-year-old game. Bethesda is planning to make Fallout 5, though Bethesda hasn't revealed many details about the upcoming game yet. Todd Howard did reveal recently that he vetoed some plot elements from the TV show because they were too close to what Bethesda is working on with Fallout 5. Despite its long break since the series' last major release, Fallout 5 isn't expected to release anytime soon as it will follow The Elder Scrolls 6. And that's the big thing, ain't it, at the end. We are just not going to get a new Fallout game forever. Just offload it to another developer, please, like you did with New Vegas and Trusted Obsidian. Or, why haven't we had the Fallout 3 remake, or at least proper remaster for the next-gen consoles to coincide with the show? I mean, that would have been something special. Fallout 3 is my game that was my really big first Western RPG, and I absolutely loved it. I'm trying really hard to not jump back into that game, as I definitely don't need that as I'm trying to play everything else right now. But I don't know how long I can hold off. I have been watching the show. I'm on episode 5 right now, and I am really enjoying it. I think the hype maybe set the expectations too high for me. Definitely don't think it's the best video game adaptation, and certainly biased with The Last of Us, as that is my favorite game of all time, but it is still very, very good. Definitely check it out if you haven't already. Number 2, Sea of Thieves sales passed 40 million players ahead of PS5 launch. Wesley Yunpool at IGN writes, as Sea of Thieves prepares to set sail for PlayStation 5, developer Rare has announced it has seen 40 million players since launching in 2018. In a blog post, executive producer Joe Nate said Sea of Thieves' 40 million player milestone comes from across users on Xbox, Windows 10, and Steam. Since launching on Xbox One and PC 6 years ago, Rare has released over 100 free updates. Season 12 launches soon and will bring new additions like Throwing Knives and the Bone Caller. Sea of Thieves launches on PS5 on April 30th, with Premium Edition offering 5 days of early access from April 25th. Progress and items transfer from the Xbox version to the PS5 version, and there are PlayStation-only servers with the ability to disable crossplay. Performance options match the Xbox Series X version, and then the PS5 version has 60 base trophies and a platinum trophy called Pirate Perfectionist. We gotta give credit where credit's due. This game did not set the world on fire when it first came out, but they really stuck with it, slowly supported, keep adding to it, and look at where they're at now. 40 million players, and they're about to launch on the biggest platform out there currently. Shout out to Rare, shout out to Sea of Thieves. That game is something special. Number 3, Gorgeous Times PlayStation exclusive has just been rated for Xbox. Heidi Nicholas at True Achievements writes, Kena, Bridge of Spirits might soon be available for Xbox, as an ESRB Xbox Series X and S rating has been spotted for the beautiful action-adventure game, which launched as a Time PlayStation exclusive in 2021. An ESRB rating for Kena Bridge of Spirits Deluxe Edition on Xbox Series X and S is currently atop the list of recently rated games over on the ESRB website. Kena Bridge of Spirits was a timed console exclusive for PlayStation when it launched, but it looks like that exclusivity could be soon over. To be clear, there's no word yet from the Kena Bridge of Spirits team, but now that the game has been out on PlayStation for several years, perhaps it will indeed soon be Xbox's turn. Kena Bridge of Spirits is a gorgeous action-adventure game about Kena herself, who as a young spirit guide confronts corrupted spirits on a quest to find the mountain shrine. Aiding her on her way are the Rot, who in spite of their name are actually very cute and helpful creatures. One of our focuses as Kena will be to collect more of the Rot who can use their abilities to help us undo the corruption of the forest world. This game always looked very, very, very pretty to me. I don't want to say good per se, as it's not particularly my type of game, but if this were to launch in a Game Pass, I would certainly check it out, so this is pretty cool. Number 4, Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 announced. Tom Phillips at Eurogamer writes, Warhorse Studios has announced Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, a sequel to its medieval Dungeons & No Dragons action RPG. 6 years on from the original game, this follow-up will arrive sometime later in 2024 for PC, PS5, and Series X and S. The action once again takes place in an open-world version of early 15th century Bohemia, where you continue to play as a peasant-turned-knight, Henry of Skillets. Now, the rest of the story goes on to what the quote-unquote controversy was around this game when it launched. I don't even want to touch on that, as I really don't believe in it. But this game does look like stupid fun, having that medieval first-person perspective. Not something I have tried, but nonetheless looks pretty cool, and this game definitely had a cult following around it. And number 5, 2K is gearing up for a Mafia announcement, it's claimed. Tom Ivan at VGC writes, 2K is reportedly preparing to make an announcement, that's according to ex-user Kira Kessis, who has proven to be a reliable source of leaks. This year alone, they revealed the titles Marvel 1943 Rise of Hydra, Marvel's Rivals, Metro Awakening, and Indiana Jones and the Great Circle prior to their official announcement. They also predicted that Take-Two Studio Ghost Story Games was planning a Judas reveal several weeks before a new trailer for the game was released. Quote, I can tell you that a few days ago, Take-Two began preparations for an announcement regarding the Mafia series, end quote, they said on Tuesday. Alongside Rockstar and Private Division, 2K is publishing label of Take-Two, which said on Tuesday that it plans to lay off 5% of its workforce, resulting in the cancellation of unnamed game projects. 2K Studio Hangar 13 confirmed in August 2022 that a new Mafia game was in development. Quote, while it's a few years away, we can't share anything more right now. We're really excited to keep working on this beloved franchise and to entertain players with new stories, end quote. Its general manager, Romain Hildick, said at the time. Earlier that year, it was claimed that Hangar 13 was working on a prequel set before the events of the Mafia trilogy. The last new entry in the series, Mafia 3, was released to mixed reviews in 2016. A Mafia Definitive Edition release saw the original 2002 game remade for modern consoles. Mafia, another gaming blind spot for me, but I know a lot of people really like these games. They always looked cool and their presentation was always awesome, but just did not capture me. As always, we end our show with a fun fact about Xbox, and obviously we had to do one about Fallout this week. So, did you know there was originally a system before the special system? Credit to Charles Berger on The Gamer. So, was originally based on GURPS. When most think of Fallout, they think of the iconic Vault Boy and the special system. This was not always the case. Originally, the first Fallout title was going to use Steve Jackson Games' GURPS system. The General Universal Roleplay System is similar to Special with various attributes such as strength and health. After a legal dispute between Steve Jackson Games and Interplay, the rights to the system were revoked, and Black Isle had to create their own system. This resulted in ACELIPS being created, which would later be rearranged to spell special. The iconic special system for me, coming from Fallout 3, which was my first Fallout game, and man, how many times did I reroll a character and mess with that system? Just so many good, fond gaming memories of Fallout 3. Thank you all for listening to the Xbox in 10 podcast, your weekly source of Xbox gaming news covered in around 10 minutes. If you like the show, please subscribe to your favorite podcast service, share it with your friends, leave a review, and follow on all social media at Xbox in 10. This past week, I have not had any time to sit down and play, so it's just been Marvel Snap, which, yes, every day of every week of every month, and at least for 2 years now. My name is Brandon Rosa. You can follow me on Xbox at Brosa93. Hope you all have a great week. Stay safe and keep on gaming.